I'm delighted to be here in Paris and very grateful to President Macron for the distraction. I mean, the affirmation of support.
Rest assured, we will never abandon the Irish or undermine Irish hopes or ambitions.
Like you did that time of the World Cup qualifiers. Thierry Henry's hand. I don't know how to pronounce it. TBH, sports reference my handlers made me say, because it focus groups really well when I tweet sporty things.
And that time we give you Dupuis in the Eurovision and we allowed the British to rule you for 800 years.
Don't stress it. It's been a difficult time for you guys. Oui. I know better than anyone what that feels like.
Ah, you have the yellow vest protest too? No, les gilets jaunes?
No, I was talking about the whole Kylie debacle.
What?
Mostly when I see yellow vests, it means we've cleared the way for another 1,000 or so new apartments to be sold directly to investment funds.
But if Britain crash out without a deal, all that economic progress, maybe you have street protests then.
Listen, dude, if we got over 10,000 homeless people and we haven't even had a strongly worded email, then I can't imagine a few thousand more is going to make that much difference. But your support is appreciated.
Oui, oui, mon cher.
Exactly. Come on, Cher, indeed.
No.
Although she's not actually coming till November.
No, no, Leo, I said Cher.
Cher at the Three Arena. It's going to be tricky enough to reach out to her as well now, what with the media FOIing the crap out of my personal letters.
Anyway, this is a time for difficult decisions.
Tell me about it. The Spice Girls are in Croker in May. Oh. Should I write just one note or four separate ones?
Oh, mon Dieu.
Tough decisions. So much jet setting, and not even the sort I can text Barry Egan about.
All right, Tisha, you want to go through the diary?
Sup, Fraser? Where's Niles?
Yeah, that joke never gets old, Tisha.
Sorry, Martin, can't help it.
There's the emergency EU summit next week.
Well, I have to bring Helen McEntee, Minister for Standing Silently Next to Me, as I go into Brussels.
Well, it's vital she's there to make it look like there are women in your government.
Well, there are lots of women in media, and it does them no good. That Miriam Lord is really out to get me.
Actually, she had a very funny piece this week about Shane Ross.
Didn't see it. I only read it when she writes about me.
Right. There was actually another gas one about Finian McGrath.
I mean, what's wrong with her? Why can't she fawn over me like the other hacks? God, they're pathetic. But still.
Do you want to go through the briefing for the Merkel meeting now?
No, I can't. You've got me all upset now. I think I'll just do some sit-ups. Make sure there are no carbs on the plane, Fraser, right?
Jesus.
Damn that Miriam Lord.
Hello and welcome to the BBC, reporting the same news every night since 2016. This week, in yet another pointless Brexit twist, the rusting remains of the Prime Minister, Theresa Maybot, approached opposition leader and 1970s left-wing cliché, Jeremy Corbyn, for talks about moving Brexit forward. There's an oxymoron. The Prime Minister had this to stutter.
Having spent every single day of my life calling Jeremy Corbyn a dangerous, unhinged Marxist whose traitorous ideas will destroy this country, I am now asking him to help me deliver Brexit.
Is this a genuine offer, Prime Minister?
Lying mode engaged. Oh. This is a completely genuine offer and absolutely not a transparent attempt to find a way to blame someone else for the absolute catastrophe that I and my band of swivel-eyed Tory loons have brought to this once green and pleasant land. Lying mode disengaged.
Theresa Maybot there, who voted for Remain, then became a Leaver, became Prime Minister on a promise to unite the country, then divided the country, demonised Labour for years, but now wants open and transparent cooperation with them. All perfectly normal. Jeremy Corbyn had this to mumble weakly.
I welcome the Prime Minister's request for talks. As someone who believes Britain's golden age was the 1970s, when the only people who weren't striking were unemployed, and the government worked so well we had electricity as often as 3 days a week, talks are what I do best. I look forward to constructive negotiations that will go on until we both blame each other for them falling apart, cause a national disaster with a no-deal Brexit, the government collapses, and I can finally get elected Prime Minister of whatever is left of this country, whereupon I will relocate Parliament to an abandoned coal mine in solidarity with Arthur Scargill and the Welsh miners of the early 80s, which is the last time my political views made any sense.
The leader of the opposition there, a man so stuck in the past he believes Wi-Fi is black magic. Now, if anyone was wondering how Theresa May is still Prime Minister, I'm joined in studio by the Tory alternatives, Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus.
Gentlemen, you're both calling for Theresa May to resign.
These talks with Corbyn are betrayal, ipso ergam sum, therefore consequently and hence she must go.
My right honourable chum, the creepy Catholic 1950s window mannequin is correct. Mrs May has betrayed us, the party and the country.
But only last week you both supported Mrs May.
Balder Gump, that was different.
Why?
Well, because that was last week. True Tories like I and the terrifying man-child who still calls his nanny nanny sitting beside me understand that the most important thing about being a Tory isn't honour or beliefs or even saying meaningless and or made up Latin phrases. Caveat emptor mondeo.
Carpe diem.
Tempus waffle sticks.
Ad hominem.
Victoriam piff timbers.
Ad nauseam.
Vox populi. Hubba hubba.
But the people of Britain watching this wish...
We might be Tory, but we understand the ordinary man. Lots of knife crime out there right now, so we shall bloody well make like the common man and do our own stabbing on the Prime Minister's back. Wah, wah, wah.
I concur with the semi-trumescent yeti beside me. What he lacks in wit, charm, sophistication, hygiene, manners, intelligence, decorum, and basic human dignity, he more than makes up for in doing whatever it takes to absolutely wreck the country, which is why I believe he should be the next Prime Minister.
Crumple tumblers. Thank you, my right honourable friend. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, the Tinder machine. Time to give someone a right honourable seeing to. Ha ha, later.
And there you have it. Theresa May doesn't seem that bad anymore. Hugh Edwards, a week until we crash out of Europe, hoarding baked beans and pasties in my shed, BBC News.
Minister!
Now, I can't stay for too long, as I've only a certain amount of time, and time is money, so in a real sense, I only have a certain amount of money.
Minister, what's going to happen with the property tax?
I want to let people know where they stand, and for that reason, the property tax will be frozen. Oh. That was a good film, wasn't it? Let it go! Yeah. Let it go! Can't hold it back anymore!
Minister.
Except we can hold it back until 2021, just in case we have a general election.
Under your preferred reforms, rural homeowners will bear the brunt of the increase instead of Dublin owners. Is that fair?
Well, let's take the case of Sally, who bought a property in 2016 down by the seashore in Sandymount.
Right.
Now, Sally sells seashells by the seashore, and the shells she sells by the seashore are seashells for sure.
Oh, it makes a good point.
What about people renting their homes? What are you going to do for them?
In keeping with our frozen theme, we're freezing the 4% rent pressure zones until after the next general election. They haven't walked. People are still losing their homes, but we can't upset the poor landlords who are really struggling. Some are so poor they're still driving 2018 Mercs. 181s, not 182s. Dumpity diddums.
But what about working families who are being forced out of their homes, Minister?
Well, let's look at the case of two trainee doctors renting a house together in Stony Batter.
Okay.
If one doctor doctors another doctor, does the doctor who doctors the doctor doctor the doctor the way the doctor he is doctoring doctors?
Can't argue with that.
Minister, the IBRC state battle with the Quins cost taxpayers $170 million in legal fees.
Yes.
And all the Quins have to do is to retrieve the properties that were put beyond the IBRC. Mm. Is that fair on the taxpayers?
IBRC's action is a bit like using a digger to rob 70 quid out of a Monaghan ATM on a Tuesday night and leaving the digger behind. Oh. The only real thing of value at the scene. Yeah. It's the fun that counts, not the monetary value of the haul.
Ah. What about the so-called cuckoo funds who are buying up whole developments before they're even built to put out to rent, depriving first-time buyers of a chance to own a home?
I welcome all board name funds to these shores. Vulture funds, which we're all aware of. These new cuckoo funds. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Magpie funds, which rob the eye out of your head. And swallow funds, which come in and buy the whole country, swallowing it whole.
But people are being forced to rent longer when they can't get on the property ladder because of these funds.
Well, let's look at the case of four sisters living in North Dublin who all want to fly the nest.
Right.
Elizabeth, Betty, Betsy and Bess.
Okay.
They all went together to seek a board's nest. They found a bird's nest with five eggs in. They all took one and left four in.
Oh, God, he's not wrong.
Okay, that's all the questions I can take now.
Minister.
Mustache.
Minister.
The cat catchers can't catch cod cats.
Welcome back. The news that a handful of Catholic schools are to become non-denominational has generated more headlines in a week than the entire homeless crisis in 6 years. With panicked reports that the reduction of even one of our thousands of Catholic schools will result in Christmas and Easter being cancelled. Joining me to discuss why that's apparently a bad thing is David Quinn of the Iona Institute. #inevitable.
Well, first of all, I'm actually quite offended by that introduction.
Of course you are.
But thank you for allowing me to speak on this important issue. It's been very hard to get a Catholic viewpoint across in the media these days.
I've heard you on the radio 5 times this morning already, David.
We're being censored everywhere we turn at the moment.
You've been on The Tonight Show on Virgin Media 8 times since Monday, and it only airs 4 times a week, man.
But of course, it's important to say we represent at least 2 other people, and all of us agree switching patronage will result in the cancellation of everything religious. Mm. Easter, Christmas, the Angelus, grandparents, Katie Taylor, the list just goes on and on.
But aren't some parents delighted they won't have to sit through excruciating nativity plays that are about as pleasant to listen to as all of Miriam O'Callaghan's children playing harmonica with their noses at the same time?
Well, if we transfer these schools, what kind of songs will we have at Christmas from now on?
Well,
Smack My Bitch Up, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Ooh.
Filth. And we'll rule out St. Patrick's Day when we celebrate a true religious national icon.
Indeed, Arthur Guinness.
Phrases like Gia Gitch wouldn't be allowed. Is that what the people want? For no one to ever have to learn the Mokanilok ever again?
Well, let's not pull at that thread, David. You might not like the answer. Anyway, to stretch out the scaremongering even further, our reporter went out on the streets asking ill-informed people to get angry about things that don't affect them.
How am I going to explain to my son that he won't be able to make his communion and earn €700 just by throwing on a suit?
Well, I don't know where this has come from. I mean, the Catholic Church has run schools for 90 years and nothing has ever gone wrong.
I mean, a ban on communion days. Will somebody think of the bouncy castle industry?
A disgrace. I was raised by the church and never did me no harm. I mean, occasionally the priests were a bit handsy, you know, and I was beaten unconscious once or twice, and I never met me ma because she was in a laundry and me sister was sold by the nuns to America, but apart from that, the church provided a decent education. Spare any change for a few cans there.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Join us after the break for a panel discussion on this, followed by Sean O'Rourke interviewing the minister responsible, followed by the News at One interviewing the opposition condemning this, followed by more David Quinn. Because there may be other stories in the world, but none of them are as easy to cover. It's 27 minutes past 8.
Great 7-hour workout, Kylie. High five.
Yeah, as a 50-something-year-old, it's super easy to look like this.
Right.
I need to relax. Is it time for my weekly game of Scrabble with Salman Rushdie?
Actually, there's a letter here, Miss Minogue, handwritten. I think it's from a young fan. It just came in this morning. Okay, let me see. Funny little harp on the paper. Oh, fancy stationery. I remember when I collected that as a child in the 60s. Let's see what it says. Dear Kylie, just wanted to drop you a short note
in advance of the concert in Dublin. I can't get you out of my mind, lol, because I'm your number one fan. I'm also a huge fan of Big Tom and The Prodigy, and I used to like LCD Sound System. Not so much anymore. Anyway, this might sound a bit Creepathon 2000, but I know you're staying in the Merrion. If you look outside your window, that is, if you can actually reach the windowsill, you can see my office. It's the one with the gym and the guy in the tank top pumping guns next to a framed Time Mag cover with his gorged face on it. Me! I'd love to personally welcome you to Ireland and just dying to get my pic taken next to you because you're my idol. Also, when I get photographed next to tiny people, it makes me look like 7 feet tall. Anyway, let me know soonest. BTW, please destroy this letter and all copies just in case, you know, I end up scarlet. Yours truly, Leo V. 40.
40-ish. Jeez, it's a bit full on, isn't it?
I know, right? Would you like me to respond formally?
What date is that concert on again?
October.
Let's just cancel it. It's probably safer. Say I had a throat infection or something. Spinning around, move out of my
way. I'm okay, James, Hildegard,
yes.
As the Committee for Disinformation and Fake News,
right.
We need to stick to the battle plan.
Yes.
James, you press Zuckerberg on unethical and possibly illegal data harvesting.
Yes, amen. Right.
Hildegard,
yes.
You get concrete answers
right.
About Cambridge Analytica,
uh-huh.
And I'll secure a solid commitment on the fake news on Facebook thing.
Bring Zuckerberg on!
Yes.
This is our time to shine, deputies.
Yes.
Right.
Let's hold this billionaire to account.
Okay.
Go!
Yes!
Okay. Here he comes.
Hi, guys. So, Mr. Zuckerberg will be entering the room shortly.
I'll be asking him the first question.
Oh, I was not aware you wanted to address Mr. Zuckerberg directly.
What?
Just one second.
Oh, Margaret, you've seen what's happening.
I'm getting nervous now, Amy.
Mark says you can address him, but don't look him in the eye.
Okay.
Okay, come in, Mark.
All right.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Please, you don't need to clap, and you can get off your knees.
Sorry, Mr. Zuckerberg, sir.
Jeez, he's famous.
No, wasn't there another guy here the last time? Edna or something?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh,
no.
Really? Yeah, he was promising Facebook all sorts of things. Oh. I think somewhere called Roscommon was going to be turned into a huge data center.
Yeah, but he was actually the old T-shirt.
He offered to wash my car and brush my hair as well.
Wow.
He was a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, well, things have changed since you were last here.
Yes.
We are members of the International Grand Committee on Disinformation and Fake News, and we need answers.
I find the bigger the name, the less important you are. I'm Mark.
I'm James. I support thousands of people in Kildare North.
I totally respect that. Yeah. I'm worth $100 billion. My manservant used to be the deputy PM of Britain.
You can call me Nick.
Also, Facebook can swing elections in the time it takes me to blink. Okay, bad analogy, because I never blink.
You're the first billionaire I've met. How's that going for you, sir?
Pretty good, actually. Now, I'm sure you want to discuss... Excuse... What are you doing?
Ma'am, photos with Mrs. Zuckerberg were strictly forbidden.
I'm sorry. I just told my niece I'd get a selfie.
Stop it, Hildegard. Firstly, I want to thank you for your time, Mr. Zuckerberg. Can I call you Zuck, by the way?
No. And you have 1 minute left.
Oh, okay. I'll make this brief and to the point. I've come here today to lay down the law. I and this country demands that you get me one of those verified blue badges on Instagram, please.
Sure. But maybe you'd like to know about Facebook's 7-year plan for safeguarding...
These cakes are delicious. I love them, Marion. By the way, who's paying for these? Is it the taxpayer? We can't have the public kicking up a fuss.
Stop making show of us, Hildegard.
Well, if it's tax money, it's hardly Facebook's considering how low they pay.
Shut up!
Because Ireland's been so good to Facebook, very soon we'll be announcing 5,000 more jobs in R&D.
Research and development, they're the best jobs. Well done, Facebook.
Oh, no, sorry. R&D stands for rape and decapitation video moderation.
Okay, let's just leave R&D in the press release, lads, right?
Right.
We'll also be opening positions in our PTSD department.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, right?
Ooh.
To counsel those who have to look at all the horrible things that go on Facebook.
PTSD is the porn, teen suicide and drugs team. Content moderating is a great job.
Yes.
Don't let its higher rates of depression, suicide and drug abuse fool you.
Okay.
I think you Irish are perfect for it.
Right.
Well, it's been an excellent 4-minute meeting, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
We're gone. Thank you.
Bye. But that went really well.
Better than I hoped.
Well done, us.
Yes. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
All of us.
Cakes really are delicious.
President.
Okay,
President.
Okay. President. Time for one or two questions before I have a top secret briefing with Fox News on my TV.
Sir, what do you say to whistleblower allegations that you've overturned security clearance checks, putting national security at risk?
Look, when it comes to leaking sensitive information, no one does it better than me, Bigley. Remember when I shared top secret Israeli intel with the Russian foreign minister?
Sir.
There's an Israeli spy in Syria who won't forget it, believe me. I mean, what even qualifies these people as a risk?
A variety of reasons, sir. Foreign influence, conflicts of interest, financial problems, criminal conduct.
Incredible. That's like an exact resume of all my top people. Over here.
Sir, what do you say to nepotism accusations over giving your daughter and son-in-law positions in the White House and overruling security concerns?
Just because my daughter is smoking hot, a perfect 10, by the way, people say there's nepotism there.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's not nepotism. What am I thinking of?
Incest.
The point is this. The Mueller report cleared me. You need to look at the oranges of that report.
The oranges?
Sorry, the oranges?
Yeah, the oranges of the report. How it began. Who started it? It's oranges.
Oh, right. You mean it's origins.
Exactly. It's oranges.
No.
You look into those oranges,
sir,
and you'll all win Pulitzer Prizes, believe me.
Pulitzer Prizes, sir.
Is there an echo in here? What's wrong with this guy? Next question. You, stupid face.
What do you think of the accusations of sexual misconduct against Joe Biden at this time?
Are you kidding me? These are small-time allegations. Kissing heads, smelling hair.
Sir.
When it comes to allegations of sexual misconduct,
right,
nobody's better than me, believe me. Also, Joe,
wow,
these women, some of them are fives, sixes at best.
Gosh.
I only act inappropriately with nines and tens. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what I said. Allegedly.
Sir,
you threatened to shut the Mexico border to stop the flow of illegal immigration. If you can stop it that way, why build the wall?
This is a national emergency. A national one. And I'm going to keep calling it that over and over again until I get the billions of dollars I need to build my beautiful,
but sir,
totally ineffective wall.
Mr. Sir. President, you claimed your father was born in Germany, which is not true. Why did you lie about this?
I didn't lie. I never lie. He was born in Germany. He originated from Germany. The same way Barack Muslim Obama oranged from Kenya.
Sir.
I want to see the birth cert.
Wait, you want to start a birther movement against your own father?
That's all we have time for. My show's about to... briefing is about to start. Look into the oranges of the report and my dead father's birth cert. There'll be full of surprises all around, believe me.
Sir.
Can someone order me a can of Diet Coke?
Mr. President.
Thanks so much.
The Ray Darcy Show on the radio. Even if you stare at your radio, it's more watchable than the TV version.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Now, a new report by the Official Languages Commissioner, who has said RTE is seriously deficient in providing Irish language programming. Well done to everyone involved. Yay!
Wait, no, that's not good.
Right. This apparently is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Is it? I thought that...
Yeah, go on.
Anyway,
go.
The report says RTE is in breach of the law for the lack of programmes featuring people speaking Ask Garlic. Well, Tobronorum, hope that fills the quota for the day, does it?
No.
Yeah. Well, what if we say Di O'Shea's name every hour? That should do it, I'd say. What?
No, Ray.
I don't know. Maybe if RTE brought back Radio Na Gaeltachta. Remember that? Yeah, that was years ago now.
No, Ray, it's on air.
I'm told it's still on air.
Yeah.
Why? I suppose people tend to leave it on in their kitchens when they go out to scare off the burglars. What?
Move on, Ray.
Good one there, I thought. Anyway, carrot galore.
Come on.
Of course, we spend millions translating EU documents into Irish over the years. Sounds like a waste of money. Like, you know, having an official languages commissioner. Unless they issue reports to remind everyone that they still exist. Who knew? Anyway, to celebrate the lack of Irish on the RTE, which, by the way, stands for Radio Telefish Éireann. So every time we say RTE, we're actually speaking Irish, Mr. Commissioner. So maybe you didn't factor that in to your report, did you?
Oh, dear.
And he's earning €115,000 a year for this. What a disgrace. That is pathetically low. If he had a chat show with fewer viewers than RNG, he'd probably get $500,000.
Move on, mate.
Self-deprecation there. I don't know. Anyway, to celebrate the lack of Irish on RTE, Anish Toshianan done nuacht. But this time, the nuacht is read out in the way that most people in Ireland hear the nuacht. Yeah.
Come on, are you? Dirt on Chesach, Leo Varadkar, like the Nathan Chicontish, the Lehander, Contrent, Nathan Chicontinta, Hintahenta, Angela Merkel, and she trained with us, and she trained with her, literally to me. I got some wits to do, Lahanta Hintu, who shall take a Brexit. I guess an Amshire, Fluck, Shuck, Rasyuk.
There we go, making fun of the Irish language there, which is probably like doing a Me Too on the whole Gaeltacht. I wouldn't be surprised if they even get grants to complain.
The Ray Darcy Show. Do Credte.
Simon Coveney for you, Taoiseach. Well, this week never end. My self-satisfaction rating is lower than a first-time buyer's chance of affording a home less than 2 hours from where they work. Let him in.
I'm here already.
Ah.
Oh.
Stop doing that, for goodness sake. Anyway, what's the update?
Jeremy Corbyn had talks with Prime Minister May, which he described as constructive.
I wouldn't read too much into that. He's not exactly an architect for change.
No.
Have you seen his house?
What?
It's like a before picture on Room to Improve. The only reason he doesn't have protesters outside it is because they think they were already at home. It makes Harris's gaff look like a palace.
Don't let Simon hear you saying that or he'll start crying again. He's only coming out from under the trolley he's been hiding under all week. Oh,
God, he's a disaster. Do you want to be Minister for Health, by the way? I know you wouldn't.
Oh.
Brexit is bad enough, but it's not the Department of Health.
Anyway, between the talks and the Cooper bill not to crash out, it looks like another delay to Brexit.
Yeah, it's becoming a bit like a Boyzone tour.
Hmm?
They keep saying it's definitely the last one. Then they keep staggering on until people become violently ill. But still, the delay is absolutely great news.
Because it'll avoid a hard border?
Because it means Fianna Fáil won't cause an election.
Oh.
And I can blame everything on Brexit uncertainty. Make sure we blame that lost dog Hamish on the Irish Rail train and those Catholic schools cancelling Christmas on Brexit uncertainty.
Right.
Now, if you'd excuse me, I have very important business.
Like getting back to making those plans for a hard border that definitely don't exist?
No. Plotting my revenge on Miriam Lord.
I am delighted to be in Dublin today
to show solidarity with the Irish people at this time of uncertainty.
Totes appreciated, Chancellor. This is a time of great uncertainty. Justin Trudeau isn't cool anymore because he's soft on huge corporations. Pretty soon it could be me, with the emphasis on pretty, others.
I've come here today to discuss the border,
yeah,
and ensure the backstop should be fit for purpose.
Just to confirm, I am totally fit.
But
I don't know what you've heard, but those metabolic scales were way off.
Whoa.
Bloody German manufacturers.
Sorry?
Anyway, I'm doing a fitness test on Carl Henry's podcast to set the record straight.
Is that really the most important thing?
6 weeks of it, because nothing is more important than undoing the harm caused by Operation Transformation.
Can we get back to the Brexit now?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Oh?
We're most likely looking at another extension now.
Yeah.
Although, between ourselves, we could do with a hard border, just to stop the Nordies robbing our ATM machines.
Mein Gott!
Yeah, like an ATM. I haven't used one of those since, like, forever. I'm all about contactless Apple Pay these days.
Yes, tax dodgers.
Well, they're an IDA-approved tax dodger, I'll have you know. Anyway, let's get you a free dinner, like the one I didn't have at Kylie.
Oh, I am wasting my time. Colin!